Penguin Random House Audio presents Detransition, Baby, by Tori Peters, read for you by Renata Friedman. To divorced cis women, who, like me, had to face starting their life over without either reinvesting in the illusions from the past or growing bitter about the future. Chapter 1. 1 month after conception. The question for Reese: were married men just desperately attractive to her? Or was the pool of men who were available to her as a trans woman only those who had already locked down a cis wife and could now explore with her? The easy answer, the one that all her girls advocated, was to call men dogs. But now, here's Reese, sneaking around with another handsome, charming, motherfucking cheater. Look at her, wearing a black lace dress and sitting in his parked Beamer, waiting while he goes into a Duane Reade to buy condoms. Then she's going to let him come over to her apartment, avoid the pointed glare of her roommate, Iris, and have him fuck her right on the trite floral bedspread that the last married dude bought her, so that her room would seem a little more girly and naughty when he snuck away from his wife. Reese had already diagnosed her own problem. She didn't know how to be alone. She fled from her own company, from her own solitude. Along with telling her how awful her cheating men were, her friends also told her that after two major breakups, she needed time to learn to be herself.